You know, Easter morning is such an exciting time for those first disciples. And I love that story in Mark's Gospel of Salome running to the tomb. And we had that video right at the beginning of the service, that sense of excitement that actually Jesus is risen from the dead. But I suppose the friends, the things that we need to be asking ourselves is what sort of significance does that have for us today? For 2,000 years on, we're still telling this story. Why is this dying and rising so important that we're telling it over 2,000 years later? Well, we need to start from the beginning. You see, in the beginning, you and I, the intention of our creation, the intention that God had in creating our being, was that we would be in perfect relationship with Him, in perfect relationship with others, and in perfect relationship with the creation around us. God made us free for relationship, so we could walk around and enjoy the good things that God has for us and is intended for us to have. Everything around us, therefore, that we see, God has provided. And therefore, everything is a gift. Everything, the relationships we have, everything is a gift. However, as is the way of our own self, we've misused that gift. We've abused that gift. And in doing so, we ourselves have become imperfect. There's a reading from the prophet Isaiah who tends to put this quite clearly. He says this: "We, all like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way." You know, each of us does turn to our own way. We become entangled, trapped, and sometimes enslaved to the things that we do. We often get labeled by others, and so often we can label ourselves too with things that just simply aren't helpful. You know, things that we might, internal dialogues like, "You're useless, you'll never be any good." Or maybe someone says, "I wish you were never born." And do you know, that goes in deep into our souls. Or, "You'll always be slow," or, "You're stupid, lazy, or dumb." And let me tell you, that's not how God has made you. See, even Jesus himself was labeled as a madman and a drunkard. But he understood who he was because he had a perfect relationship with God. There are other times that we actually get things in life really badly wrong. We lie, we cheat, we steal, even off the internet. We're cruel to others. We disappoint ourselves and we disappoint others with the choices that we make. And actually, friends, we become less than what God has intended for us to be. God has a greater call for you and for me. Because the fact is, we don't really know better, even though we think we do. Most of us are making life up as we go along. And most of the time, we're making a real mess as we go. We might say, "I've got the right to, and the freedom to express myself as I choose." The fact is that as we express our freedom, the more we realize that we are getting further away than who we are truly called to be. As we move away from the gift of life, a strange death and darkness invades our being. And for some of us, that starts a spiral as we move down and down to cover up that sense of disappointment in ourselves and that sense of death and darkness within us. And we cover that over with drink, with drugs, with relationships, bearing ourselves in work. But then at night, that feeling raises its head again. It's like all of us, we find, like this rope, we find ourselves starting to be wrapped in something that we never intended to be wrapped in. Our lives get entangled and tied up, and we just lose this sense of freedom. It's like we're being chained and imprisoned, and the harder and faster we go, the more we seem to be trapped and imprisoned. It's like the cycle of sin in our own life. It leads us to death. And that reading in Ephesians said, while we were dead in our transgressions, there's a sense that we feel powerless and we can't overcome, we can't break free. And friends, we are imprisoned. You know, there are consequences for breaking the rules of life. And that's imprisonment, enslavement. And you know, justice requires a judgment on our wrongdoing. And that judgment, according to God and according to that feeling within our being, is death. But the amazing thing is God did something amazing. In this reading here, it says in Isaiah, the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. You see, in order for justice to work itself properly, punishment needs to be meted out upon someone. But God says in Isaiah that actually that punishment was upon Jesus. And this is how it happens. You see, it says later in this passage, we all like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. In the book of Romans, somewhere else in the Bible, it says this, that while we were still powerless, Christ died for us. You see, Jesus took it all. He was tied up. He was nailed. He was nailed to a cross in order that we could be free. The cross is all about the punishment that we deserve, him taking it all. And today we celebrate the most extraordinary act of our freedom. God has taken all our imperfections, all our labels, all our wrongdoing, all the ways that we think about ourselves and we try to hide, and he's broken that very thing that has bound us. The Bible says that Jesus died once and for all, and that means you. Without Jesus, we are captive and enslaved, and we cannot free ourselves. But remember, while we were still powerless, Christ died to set us free. You see, it's this work of the cross that actually means that we no longer have to be imprisoned. We've actually been given the gift of freedom. This no longer has to rule in our lives. Jesus broke the chain. It was a great spiritual exchange. The book of Ephesians says that God, who was rich in mercy, made us alive in Christ. You see, that spiritual exchange goes both ways, you see. This isn't a passive thing. We are required to give God all that we are. The book of Galatians, Paul writes this. It's an extraordinary statement. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. God wants your messed up life, and he wants to give you his life instead. But the amazing thing is it doesn't end there. Jesus rose up from the grave. Easter Day means that there is more on offer than just the breaking of our chains. Because the cross is about punishment and death, but the resurrection is about freedom. Galatians, the book of Galatians in the Bible, it says this: it's for freedom that you have been set free. Jesus also says this: if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Jesus' death is not only given, shall I try that again? Jesus' death is only given its true meaning by his rising up again. Jesus rose up from his grave. Will you rise up with him from yours? The resurrection, while it's about freedom, it's also about life. Jesus says, I have come to give you life and life in all its abundance. That life that God had intended from the beginning is yours because Jesus rose from the grave. You have to rise up from your grave. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. Give your imperfect life to God and receive from him the true life that God has intended you to have. That book of Ephesians says this: but because of God's great love for us, God, who was in great mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated him with us, seated us with him actually, in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. You know, sometimes we can still live as prisoners. We look at the chains that have been loosed and we think they're still attached. The good news is that the power of the resurrection is still available to you today, right now. We are called to rise up from our grave, to walk away from what we know is wrong, because God has seated us with him in the heavenly realms. What's holding you back from this fullness of life? Give your life to Jesus now while it's still within your power to do so. Jesus died and rose again. Therefore, you have to die in order that you can rise again. If you give your life to Jesus, in effect, you die. But the exchange is that he gives you the life he always intended you to have. Jesus has broken your chains. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. If Christ is risen, I also have been risen. You are risen in him. Rise up from your grave, friends. Give him your life, the life that he gave for you. Receive a resurrected life in Christ. I want to give you an opportunity to make sure that you know that you are in Christ Jesus. And so I'm going to pray a prayer that billions of people have prayed and found this true spiritual exchange a reality. It's a simple prayer of saying sorry to God, of inviting him to come into your life, and then asking him to be your Lord and Savior. So we're going to pray this now. Why don't you echo this with me in your heart? Lord Jesus, I recognize, Lord, that I have ruined this gift of life that you have given me. There is pain and darkness and despair. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would forgive me for ruining this life that you have offered me. But I thank you, Lord, that you came as Jesus to die for me, to offer me that life back. I now offer you my ruined life. Thank you for dying for me. And I receive your forgiveness for all that I've done wrong. Please forgive me. I now walk up from my grave. Come and live within me, Lord Jesus, that I may know you as my Lord and Savior. Would you be my master and my guide forever? Amen. I just want to pray a quick prayer for you if you prayed that. Lord, I thank you for those, Lord, that have prayed that prayer. I pray, Lord, that you would come and bless my brother and sister as they start their first steps from their grave into this new life in you. Please bless them, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, where from here? I suggest that once we are unisolated, go and find a community that believes in Jesus. Maybe come to church. Come to this church if you'd like. We'd welcome you. But go to any church that's nearby and learn to live a life that was died in Christ and has risen in Him. Amen.